I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. ISIS continues taking territory in Iraq and Syria. Its path of terror is wide and growing. But one ministry says we can't let that fear prevent us from sharing the gospel to a group of people who need it. Frontier's Perry LaHaye says they're sharing Christ by loving Muslims and going where they live. That's why Frontier's is offering a prayer guide to help you pray specifically for ISIS.
It's called Jesus Loves ISIS Members. And it's a 30-day prayer guide to pray for ISIS. The focus is that God would save at least 1,000 ISIS members, turn 1,000 Sauls into Pauls.
And it once housed soldiers and prisoners, but now it provides a different type of safety. Beit el-Safa was a military training center during Lebanon's civil war. Today, it's a safe house involved with Sat-7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. It houses about 9 orphaned or abused girls who are taught the Bible and cared for by godly house parents. If you want to come alongside vulnerable girls like these, click the link in our web story to find out how. And Ramadan begins June 18th. It's Islam's holiest month, and with the fervor stirred, so is violence against religious minorities like Christians. But this isn't new for groups like Wycliffe Associates. They figured out how to provide tools that allow for Bible translation work in the open. In a sense, they're hiding in plain sight. Bruce Smith explains.
Having the ability to both publish scripture digitally so that they can access it through their phones, but also creating applications that allow them to interact in the translation process and even participate in drafting and checking scripture on their phones or other tablet-type computers or those kind of things.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to win one of 40 Bible sticks from Faith Comes by Hearing, dramatized audio New Testament players. Just click on the Bible stick link at missionnews.org to get started. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.